You're listening to the podcast of East River Park Christian Church. If you'd like to find out more information about the church or donate to this ministry, please visit us at eastriverpark.church. We pray that this is an encouragement to you as you grow in Christ through the local church.
Yeah? Okay, come here. Yes?
Yeah.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the PK Catechism with Jason and my son,
Judah.
Oh, well, it's cold. I'm cold. You're not cold, right?
Not one bit.
Not one bit. Well, it was beautiful yesterday. We went to the lake to walk around and throw rocks in the lake, and then now it's like, feels like it's 5 degrees outside.
And at the lake, it was deep.
Yeah, the water was pretty high yesterday. So, all right, well, we're using the New City Catechism. It's a free resource and app on your phone or tablet. But also, I think I had just posted on Facebook, you can get like the physical book, I believe, for free. If you want it and you're Facebook friends with me, you can see it. If not, forget I said that. What?
Why won't you get the podcast on my tablet?
Oh, you won't. Yeah. I can't find it, that app on your tablet. All right, you ready? Question 44. What is baptism, Judah?
I don't know.
Well, good, because we're going to read the answer. You want to read the answer, buddy? Baptism
is a washing with water in the name of the faith.
Father.
The son.
Come on, man. You know how to read? What do you do?
The Son and Holy Spirit.
Good job. All right. Wow. All right. Well, I mean, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. All right. So, yes, baptism is the washing with water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So, let me read some scripture to you, unless you want to read the scripture. Do you want to read the scripture? You want me to? Okay, you ready? It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's in Matthew 28:19. So let's have some follow-up questions that will help with this. Why do we baptize someone? Like, why should we baptize someone?
Is the answer on there?
No, it's not. This is extra questions. Why should we baptize someone?
Because they trust in God.
Yeah. Yeah. And they believe what Jesus did for them. What did Jesus do for us?
Died on the cross for our sins.
And then what?
Rose from the dead in 3 days.
Hey, man, that was awesome. Yeah. So if you believe that, if you have faith, then we baptize someone. And I think last week I talked with, who was on it last? Eliza? Yeah, Eliza was on last week. No, I think it was Eliza. So we talked about baptism. Have you ever seen Daddy baptize anyone?
Yes.
Yep, so.
Jubilee.
Yeah, no, I didn't baptize Jubilee.
Who did?
Her daddy.
What?
Yeah. So when someone goes under the water, it's like they're dying with Christ, and when they come out of the water, they come out of the grave with Christ. So they're dying to themselves and living for Jesus. Okay? That's about as simple as I'll go with that right now. Well, here's an extra one, Judah. I think it's important for us to answer. What should you do after baptism? Stop me. What should you do after baptism?
Pray to God.
Okay. What else?
I don't know. That's the only answer.
And they dry off. Dry off.
Yeah, you dry off then pray.
Then pray. Yeah.
Like a donkey.
Yeah. So donkey when someone cries. Gets baptized, that means they're going to spend the rest of their life following Jesus. And when you follow Jesus, you pray. What else can you do when you follow Jesus?
Sing.
Sing to Jesus? What else? One starts with an R.
Read.
Read what?
The Bible.
Yeah, you can read the Bible. Read the Bible, pray, and sing. I think those are great things to do.
And learn.
And learn. Well, yeah, that's a good one too. What's the point of reading if we're not learning, you know? Do you think God would give you your two front teeth if you get baptized, Judah?
Yes. I want my two front teeth out.
Yeah. How do you eat without teeth?
Side.
On your side?
I got here.
Yeah. Well, they'll grow in eventually. All right. Well, that's the end, Judah. I do have a completely separate question for us. Okay. All right. Come up here. I know. I need to hear your answer on this. Why do you like soccer so much?
I don't even think that's on there.
It is. Look at that. Why do you like soccer so much? Why do you like soccer so much? Come here, buddy. Ann, I want to know.
Because you get to score goals.
Yeah. And
steal the ball and kick it.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to tell you to quit slide tackling everyone, though.
It's fun.
Yeah, but it's dangerous. So, yep. And you already had a game this morning. Yep.
And I lost.
Yeah, you lost. But that team was good, and they had one kid that just destroyed.
I think one of them were on my team last year, or we played against them last year.
Yeah. Either way. It was still fun, but cold, sorry.
Not cold to me.
Not cold to you. All right, well, let's pray. Judah, would you like to pray for us? Go ahead and pray for us.
No, thank you.
Well, come here. What should I pray for you about?
Hope I win my next soccer game.
Do you have a prayer that we could pray that has nothing to do with you? Someone else? Stop.
Hope I win soccer.
No. A prayer for someone else.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's pray for you. Ready? Stop with your feet, buddy. All right. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for Judah. And I'm thankful to just have a brief conversation this afternoon with him about baptism and what baptism is and the importance of it. God, continue to give us understanding from your word and give us understanding of what it means to follow Jesus. God, we're thankful that Judah gets to play soccer, and it's been fun to watch him, and I pray that he would just continue to grow in sports, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bye!
No, we need a high five. High five it. Come on, man. There it is.
Wait, bigger.
Nah.